Yeah, so I'm gonna promote my poster sitting in spot P12 with the title Major Processes and Phylogenetic Patterns of Metacommunity Evolution. First, some introduction. So, what really inspired us to start this project was the dichotomy of phylogenetic signal introduced by Webb in 2000. So, a phylogeny or a local community can either be clustered, containing species that are drawn from a very specific part of the phylogenetic tree of the available species in the area. This pattern has been suggested to infer habitat filtering being the structuring process. Of dispersion, on the other hand, has local habitats or local phylogenies with species drawn non-randomly from the full distribution of available species. And this pattern has been suggested to infer competition as the assembly process. However, we, together with several others, of course, find this dichotomy too simplistic and crude. So what we wanted to do was to construct and formalize a theory for the link between process and pattern, including other processes such as speciation, for example. So the way we go about is we use an individual-based model to simulate the dynamics in five habitats. So this is the model. I won't go into it in detail. Note, however, it's a G function introduced by Joel Brown. This illustration illustrates our habitats with different resource distributions within them. Fitness of each individual is determined by carrying capacity and competition between individuals within each habitat. Carrying capacity is dictated by the matching between a single trait and the resource distribution in its habitat, and competition is governed by trait similarity between individuals. So, what we do in simulations, we iterate through time, calculating the fitness for each individual. We introduce passive dispersal between habitats and mutations, and from this, a metacommunity will emerge with time. What we then do is, among other things, especially concentrating in this particular talk and in the poster, we analyze the phylogenetic structure of this metacommunity for different parameter settings. The way we go about is that we use the output simulations. So these are two simulations with different parameter settings. We define species as distinct clusters of phenotypic similar individuals, and we register and track branching points. This allows us to construct these phylogenies, which we then analyze the structure on, similar to the way that was introduced by Webb. So, briefly, some results and conclusions. So, parameters of the model dictate are defining niche width, resource distribution, and habitat distance. We condense into two axes of habitat complexity and regional complexity. So, what this basically means is when the complexity is high, several niches fit underneath the resource within a habitat. And the regional complexity is determined by the distance between habitats in trait space and the non-overlap in resources. So these axes, together with dispersal, affects three major processes. So colonization is determined by the regional complexity. So that's colonization into novel habitats. Habitat complexity dictates the local radiation rate, and invasion into already established communities varies along the diagonal of parameters, this parameter space. Finally, we analyzed the phylogenetic structure for these simulations for different parameter settings. And what we do find is that in this area of parameter space, we get clustered phylogenies. In other parts, we get low degree of clustering. So what I'm arguing is that we have constructed a theory linking the settings of the system to specific processes, including both ecological and evolutionary, to the patterns in phylogenies. And I would be happy to discuss this further by my poster later this afternoon. Thank you.